Sky has rated the following film as PG. Parental guidance is advised.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Big, starring Tom Hanks, directed by Penny Marshall and audio described by Joe Stevenson.
You are standing in the cavern of the evil wizard. All around you are carcasses of slain ice dwarves. Melt, melt wizard. What do you want to melt him with? What do you think I want to melt him with?
I told you to take out the garbage!
Just a second! Bro.
Josh, didn't you hear what your mother said?
1 minute!
Joshua Baskin!
Your hesitancy has cost you dearly. The wizard, sensing your apprehension, unleashes a fatal bolt from the ice scepter. With luck, you will thaw in several million years. Great.
Josh picks up his baseball glove from the floor of his bedroom.
Come on, Josh, it's starting to stink up the place.
Okay.
Take the garbage out. Every day, take the garbage out. The
teams are being led into the field and the crowds are going crazy.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, it's the Yankee star pitcher. He's coming out of the bullpen. Look at him, and the crowds are cheering. They're going crazy. They're screaming.
Is Billy there?
In the back.
Okay. Rick Rowan is on the mound for the Yankees. He looks into the catcher's mitt, shakes off the first signal, takes the curve, wipes the sweat off his brow, leans back and fires.
Yeah! Goodbye, Mr. Spalding!
Here, wait. Yeah.
Got it, need it, got it.
You're messing it.
Hey. You ever go by Simpkins' desk when she's grading papers or something? She leaned over, you can see right down her shirt.
No.
Swear to God.
Bra?
No, she's got one of those undershirt things. So if you get real close to the board, you can see all the way down to her flowers.
Whoa.
Yeah, give me your gum.
Got it.
Give me a hot dog. Oh my God, it's Cynthia. How would a geek like Freddie Benson get a sister like that? Beats me.
Josh smooths the back of his hair as Cynthia approaches.
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Come on,
guys. Don't stop killing.
This is hi.
A quarter. Unbelievable. God, she likes you. I know she likes you. I'll find out, okay?
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. Shimmy, shimmy, rock. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. Shimmy, shimmy, rock. I'm a girlfriend of Triscuit. Cheese and Triscuit. A biscuit. Ice cream, soda pop. Vanilla on top. Ooh, Shalita. Walking down the street. 10 times a week. I read it. I said it. I saw my mama spread it. I'm cool. I'm hot. Suck
you in some
time. Don't forget to call me after supper.
Okay.
Remember about Cynthia. Don't worry. I'm as interested as you are.
So, will you tell me?
You're in.
What do you mean I'm in?
Cynthia Benson.
What about her?
You ready for this? She doesn't like Barry anymore.
So?
So what do you mean, so? That's it, she's available.
Billy.
It doesn't mean...
Josh. Hey, it's after midnight. Now say goodnight to Billy.
Goodnight, Billy, I gotta go.
Goodnight, Mrs. Baskin!
Sweet dreams.
Josh, his parents, and baby sister Rachel are at a fairground. Josh hits the high striker with a hammer.
Can we get one more try, please? One more! I can't live with Whippy!
The family gaze at the super loop.
Sure you want to go on this thing, son?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about this one, Bob. No, this looks too scary.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
See, I told you, he doesn't
want to
go on it.
Son, you know, you don't have to go on this thing if you don't feel
it. No. It's just that I want to go on it myself.
You do?
Yeah. I think it's something I should do.
Great. Why don't we meet you at the Ferris wheel?
Half hour.
Cynthia is standing in the queue for the super loop. Josh pushes his way through to stand next to her nervously.
Sal flew up on the other ride. You should have seen him. Well,
we can't see him.
Josh? Oh, hi.
Hi.
Have you been on this before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scary?
Yes.
Right here alone?
Yes.
Well, look, aren't those your parents?
Where?
Honey!
Right over there.
Kyle!
Why, yes.
Hey, who's this?
This is Josh Baskin.
How you doing?
This is Derek. He drives.
Next.
Go ahead.
Yo, next.
No, go ahead.
Yo, next. Whoa, read this sign. You must be at least this big to ride this ride.
What?
Hey, I don't make the rules. Next. Next.
Well, it's a stupid rule.
Look, why don't you try to kiddie whip? You.
See you, Josh.
No problem.
Josh has to leave the super loop. Cynthia and her boyfriend get their tickets. Head down, Josh walks past the Ferris wheel. Josh walks through the fair to the end of the path, where he sees a fortune-telling booth. In the booth is the head of an automaton with a turban and heavy gold chain. Zoltar Speaks is written on the top of the machine.
Here.
Josh puts his money into the slot and waits for something to happen. The automaton's head moves up and down, the mouth opens and the eyes flash red lights.
Eat.
Josh turns two small wheels at the front of the machine. A red sign with gold lettering lights up. Zoltar says, make your wish.
Make my wish. Right.
I wish I were big.
Another sign lights up. Press red button to release coin. Josh presses the button. The coin flies down a chute and into the automaton's mouth. A black and white card comes out of the machine. It has a picture of Zoltar's head on one side. Josh turns the card over.
Your wish is granted.
Josh stares at the automaton's head. He notices an old electrical wire with a plug on the end coming out of the machine and lying on the ground. Josh picks it up, looks skeptically at the machine, and throws the wire down on the ground as he walks away. Next, a strong wind blows through the trees outside Josh's house. Lightning flashes as a dog runs past a bicycle. The bicycle falls over. Josh is asleep in the top bunk of his bed. His sister is screaming in her cot in his room.
Hey,
Josh's mother takes the baby out of the room. Next morning, a dog barks at the postman.
Easy, doggy, easy. No, no, don't make me do it. I'm only part-time. Sorry.
Josh! Josh! Josh!
A long pair of hairy legs dangles from the top bunk. The hairy legs move across the bedroom, squishing a soft toy on the floor, then go into the bathroom as Josh's mother walks up the stairs. The door to the bathroom cabinet is open and Josh shuts it. In the cabinet mirror, he sees a young man with an unshaven face and tousled hair. He reopens the cabinet and examines the back of it, then closes it again. He rubs his eyes and rinses his face, rubbing his hand over the stubble on his face. He hides as he thinks he hears his mother coming into the bathroom. She is folding clothes in his bedroom.
What is he doing in his sleep?
Josh peers into the mirror again. He plucks at the hairs on his chest and takes a peek down his underpants.
Honey? I put out some clean clothes. Bring down your dungarees and stuff for the laundry, okay?
Okay.
You getting a cold, Josh?
No! Fine!
Rachel's gonna get a cold, I'm gonna get a cold, his father's gonna
get a cold. Josh runs into his bedroom and takes the automaton's card out of his jeans pocket. He reads again, "Your wish has been granted."
Oh my God.
Breakfast is ready, Josh!
Be right there!
Josh struggles to put on his jeans, which only go as far as his knees. His mother looks up at the kitchen ceiling as Josh falls over. Josh picks up Rachel.
You want orange juice? What about your breakfast?
Wearing his father's clothes, Josh runs out of the house, jumps onto his bicycle, and pedals furiously down a deserted country road. He reaches the fairground, which is now empty and covered in litter. He cycles over to where the machine had been circling round and round. Josh's mother is hoovering the living room as Josh returns to the house. Josh runs outside and wipes his feet on the mat.
Mom, it's me. It's Josh. Mom,
Stop it!
I made a wish last night. I turned into a grown-up, Mom. I made this wish on the machine.
Stop it!
And it turned me into a grown-up. It was last night at the carnival. My birthday is November 3rd. Mom, I got a B in my history test.
Yeah, take the purse. You can have anything that's in it. Go away.
My baseball team is called the Dukes. I made this for you. Who are you calling? I have a birthmark behind my left knee.
You bastard, what did you do to my son?
I am your son, Mom.
Where is my child?
Mom.
Where is my son?
Mom.
Police!
The favor. Put the balls in the equipment closet and you practice your layup. Harvitz!
Josh is hiding behind a door as Billy goes into the storeroom.
Billy.
Yeah. What?
It's me. It's Josh.
Coach Mom!
No, it's where I bring my fire! Shut up! I'm your best friend. Please, you can't believe me. I'll prove it to you, right? I know I don't look like myself, okay? But something really strange happened, and I'm really scared. I need you to help me, my best friend. I can prove it to you. Oh! The space goes down, down, baby, down, down the roller coaster. Sweet, sweet, baby, sweet, sweet, don't let me go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. I'm at a girlfriend, a Triscuit. She said a Triscuit, a biscuit, ice cream, soda, pop, vanilla, on the top. Who's your leader? Walking down the street, 10 times a week. I meant it, I said it, I stole my mama's credit. I'm cool, I'm hot, suck you in the stomach 3 more times.
Josh, you look terrible.
No.
Billy sinks out of his house carrying a large bag. A police car is outside Josh's house. Neighbours are gathered on the sidewalk.
What happened to him? Shut up!
Betty ran away. I wish I could. Want me to pack your bags?
We go to the city. We lay low for a couple days. Find that Zoltard machine. Make your wish. We'll be home by Thursday.
Well, I'm not supposed to go to New York without my folks.
Come on, you'll be fine. Here.
Where did you get this?
In my dad's top drawer.
You stole it?
It's an emergency fund.
Jesus, really?
Well, what do you call this?
A blue and white academy coach draws up at the bench, where Josh, dressed in Billy's father's clothes, is sitting with Billy. Evening, and the bus speeds over a brightly lit bridge. Nighttime in Times Square. A man talks to himself as he walks past Billy and Josh. Billy and Josh stroll past some hookers.
You looking for some fun tonight, sweet thing?
No, thank you.
Hey, man, spare some change?
No, not really.
Hey, this looks okay.
No, it doesn't.
St. James, Josh. It's religious.
A hooker smokes a cigarette outside the St. James Hotel as Billy and Josh go inside. They go up to the reception desk.
Hi.
We would like a hotel room, please.
$17.50 a night for the room, $10 deposit for the sheets. You go straight to the top of the stairs. The last door on the right, next to the bathroom. Wait a second, I'll show you. Have a pleasant stay.
Thanks.
Hey, Angel, get out of that bathroom now!
What is in that bathroom?
I don't want to stay here by myself.
I can't help it, Josh. They gotta be home by 10. Look, I'll cut classes tomorrow. We'll find that Zoltar thing before you know it, okay? Just one night. All right?
All right.
Good.
What if I can't sleep?
It's probably better if you don't. See you in the morning.
Well, you know, like what time?
8:30. I'd use a chain if I were you.
Josh slowly closes the door of room 207 as he watches Billy walk down the corridor. He double locks the door and tugs at it to make sure it's locked. He goes over to the dressing table and picks up a sheet, shaking it out over the bed. A gun is fired outside. Josh quickly closes the window and pulls down the blind. He puts the chain on the door as the phone is answered in the corridor.
Hello. Ajá. Hablate con ella. ¿Y qué te dijo? ¿Cómo que no? No, no, no. Un momento. No me diga que no. No, yo te dije que no. No, no lo vamos a casar o no. ¿Qué tú dices? Yo soy el que mando aquí. Esa madre tuya no la voy a matar. Me tienen que envenenado. En 10,000 veces. No, no y no. No, no, yo soy el que decido. Lo vamos a casar y se acabó. Ella no decide, yo decido.
Josh begins to cry. He pushes the dressing table across the door and flops down on the bed. He pulls the pillow over his head. Next day.
I told you it's not a video game.
Then what is it?
Well, it's not a video game.
This one's got a number on it. Is yours?
No. Oh, wait, here's one.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Do you have Zoltar?
No, I told you. I looked back in the back. I've got Powerhouse. I've got.
We really need Zoltar.
No, I haven't got it.
This is it?
Oh, I'm not going to have it.
They'll have it.
Can I help you?
Yes. We would like a list of all carnivals and fairs.
And arcades.
Yeah.
Carnivals and fairs. Try Consumer Affairs, down the hall, room 111.
Thank you.
Fill this out in triplicate, $5 filing charge.
See?
1 month to process. You get it in 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Sometimes longer, but you could get lucky. Next, please. Fill this out in triplicate.
I'm gonna be 30 years old for the rest of my life.
Would you come on? We'll figure something out. By the way, you may be older than that.
So now what?
I'll come and see you every day after school.
How?
I'll tell them I made the basketball team.
I won't have nothing to do.
You can get a job.
Can't get a job.
Why? Can't be any different in school. What are you good at?
I don't know, making spitballs?
How about a delivery man?
I don't know how to drive.
Yeah, right. Cardiological technician, civil engineer.
No, 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 sorry.
Go ahead. Clerical transcriber.
Bell.
Yeah. Gross. God, that's gross.
Check, please.
Go on and come.
Collection agent, company clerk, computer operator, construction agent.
Computer operator. Computer operator, read that one.
Josh, we quit with your stupid computers.
Just read it.
McMillan Toys. Toys.
Toys. Wait, Jack.
Macmillan Toys, may I help you?
I'll use the application.
Yeah, just have a seat.
Okay, what's next? There.
Previous employment.
Your paper rock.
I don't think I can put that.
Neighborhood circulation director?
Yeah.
Yes, hold on just a moment, please.
What's he got?
Josh tries to see another applicant's form.
Social Security number?
32-17-25.
What is it?
It's my locker combination.
Great.
Mr. Baskin? Mr. Baskin?
Yes.
The personnel director will see you now. Your son can wait out here.
Okay. Son, you should sit down and don't give the lady any trouble now.
Sure, Dad.
This way.
Don't forget. Look him in the eye.
The personnel director rapidly clicks his pen as he reads Josh's application form.
There's a couple of numbers missing on your Social Security.
Oh. Oh, 12.
Says here you've got 4 years experience.
Yes.
All on computers.
Yes.
Where did you go to school?
It was called George Washington.
OGW. My brother-in-law got his doctorate there. Did you pledge?
Yes. Every morning.
It happened again. David, the girl is absolutely useless. You have got to give me someone who knows what she is doing. Excuse me. I'm not getting any of my mail. Nothing has been filed. Ever since she got engaged, my life has been a disaster.
Well, you know, she came so highly recommended.
She spent the last 3 months writing down her married name. Mrs. Judy Hicks, Mrs. Donald Hicks, Mrs. Judy Mitchelson Hicks. Sometimes with a hyphen, sometimes without a hyphen. Sometimes she spells the hyphen.
Oh. Well, I really don't know where I can put her.
Put her on unemployment.
When can you start?
Soon.
Good morning. Any messages for
me? Thanks.
I thought we'd start you off on last week's preschool orders. Should take a few days. Give you a chance to find your way around. You smoke?
Well, just once, but only on breaks and in the coffee room. Most of that's pretty straightforward stuff. If you have any questions, come to me. Good luck.
Bye.
Josh sits at his desk. He picks up a piece of paper, then tries the computer.
The Dinky Link. 7. Jimmy's toy box. Squeak Hermy.
Hey. I'm Scott Brennan.
I'm Josh Baskin.
Huh. Listen, what are you trying to do? Get us all fired?
Huh?
You gotta slow down. Pace yourself. Slowly.
Sorry. Today's my first day.
I know.
So how long have you worked here?
5 years. Work stinks, but the fringe benefits are great. See that girl over there in the red? Say hi to her and she's yours. She'll wrap her legs around you so tight you'll be begging for mercy.
Well, I'll stay away from her then.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Brennan. I gave it to you yesterday. Oh, here it is. I don't have time to Xerox it. Let the new guy do it.
That's total bullshit, Paul.
But, sir, the favorability rating...
Come on, let's not lie to ourselves. If a kid likes a toy, it sells, that's all.
But every bit of research and focused testing...
Working the research, working the testing, it just didn't work with the kids.
Sorry. Why don't you watch where the hell you're going?
Are you okay?
You okay?
I am fine.
You could kill somebody running around here like
that. All right, Paul. Wash should get knocked on his ass once in a while. Good for him.
I don't know, sir. Maybe you should see a doctor.
Cry not loud, Paul. I'm fine.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Where were you going anyway, son?
I was going to the Xerox room because I needed these by 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. Nothing wrong with a little hustle. Nothing at all. Right, Paul? It's good to see a little hustle for a change.
What do you mean? My hustle.
Sir? Sir!
Josh's mother answers the phone in the kitchen.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Mrs. Baskin.
Yes?
How are you?
Who is this?
I just wanted you to know that Josh is all right and he's okay and everything.
You have my boy?
Yeah, and you're going to get him back. Just the way he was.
Look, I swear to God, if you do anything to him, if you touch one hair on his head, I will spend the rest of my life making sure you suffer.
Wow, thanks.
Let me talk to Josh.
Oh, he can't come to the phone right now.
Why not? Why not? What did you do to him?
Oh, I didn't do anything to him. I think he's a terrific kid.
I want proof that he's all right.
All right. Ask me something that only he would know. Then I'll ask him for you, and that way you'll know that he's okay.
Ask him what I used to sing to him when he was a little boy.
Isn't there something else that you'd rather ask him?
Ask him.
I got it. Memories, like a corner of my mind, misty watercolor memories of the way we were, scattered pictures. Look, you're gonna see him again really soon. I promise. I cross my heart and hope that we'll talk about this later.
Josh is lying on the bed, watching a Gene Hackman movie in his room while he eats cookies. He switches off the TV and looks out the window as he hears gunshots in the street outside. Billy and Josh confer while the cashier waits impatiently.
Three dimes, $100 bill, and 87 ones.
Josh and Billy eat junk food in the hotel room while they watch TV. Josh pretends to vomit silly string at Billy.
I'm never eating again.
Wasn't that bad?
It was a boat ride, did it?
No, it was the pork rinds.
Pork rinds! We sure had fun, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Josh and Billy spray each other with silly string. Next day, Josh goes into the FAO Schwartz department store on Fifth Avenue. He gazes up at a large toy revolving clock. Next, Josh pretends to ride a stuffed zebra. And now, Josh and a young boy are playing with toy laser guns around a large toy car.
What's your name?
John, what's yours?
My name's Josh.
You need to pull your weight, Josh.
I just got you!
No, wait!
I got you!
Get back here! The big gawk.
You work for me, don't you?
Yes.
I thought so. What, are you here with your kids?
No. I was just looking around.
Oh. Me too. I come here every Saturday. I can't see this on a marketing report.
What's a marketing report?
Exactly. Come on. What do you think of that?
The championship hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Only what?
Well, the pieces don't move.
What do you mean?
Well, on the old set, you could slide the men up and down the ice, and now all they do is spin around. It's more like real hockey the old way. Why'd they change it?
I don't know.
See, the Starfinders are good because you can change all the pieces. But I never liked the Galacticons. You only get one robot, and they don't come with a vehicle. Plus, you can't take them underwater. And if you do, they...
Josh stands on a giant piano keyboard on the floor.
Neat.
Check out the...
Piano lessons. 3 years.
We do. Every day, after school.
Next, Josh steers a toy car by remote.
Vice President in charge of product development.
Vice President? He's only been here a week. Vice President?
And he came from data processing.
He's out of his mind. The old man has finally lost it.
Did you know he gave him Bob's old office?
Bob's office? Bigger than my office.
There's got to be a reason. Things like this don't happen unless there's a reason.
That means if the president dies, you get to take over?
No, they got 100 of them. Are we ready?
Yes, Mr. Baskin.
Come on in.
Look at this place. It's bigger than the principal's office.
How would you know?
Remember that explosion in science?
Oh, yeah.
Shocker pillar.
$59.95.
You know, that only cost $10 to make.
Get out of here.
What is this?
Oh, well, this is just... They just put this in here.
So what did it make you do for all this?
Well, I play with all of this stuff. And then I go in and I tell them what I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
Yeah.
Suckers!
Oh, thank you, Miss Patterson. Hey, Miss Patterson, could you call down to media and have them send up the videotape of the Giants-Broncos Super Bowl? And have them edit out all the commercials and the talking and stuff?
Yes, Mr. Baskin.
Thanks.
You're the luckiest guy I know.
Did you check Mattel?
Nothing.
Time now to check the day's business news.
Coleco?
Zero.
He can't come from nowhere, Susan. He has to come from somewhere. How about Hasbro?
Yes, and Fisher-Price and Worlds of Wonder. I have called everywhere. Nobody's ever heard of him.
Great.
Let's face it, Paul. The guy comes from data processing.
Terrific. That's just terrific. This is just terrific.
You're being paranoid, Paul.
These tests were conducted over a 6-month period using a double-blind format of 8 overlapping demographic groups. Every region of the country was sampled. The focus testing showed a solid base in the 9 to 11-year-old bracket with a possible carryover into the 12-year-olds. When you consider that GoBots Transformers poll 37% market share,
sorry,
and that we are targeting the same area, I think that we should see 1/4 of that, and that is 1/5 of the total revenue from all of last year.
Excellent, Paul.
Well done, Paul.
Thank you. Any questions?
No.
Not for me.
Yes? Yes?
I don't get it.
What exactly don't you get?
It turns from a building into a robot, right?
Precisely.
Well, what's fun about that?
Well, if you had read your industry breakdown, you would see that our success in the action figure area has climbed from 27% to 45% in the last 2 years. There, that might help.
Oh.
Yes.
I still don't get it.
What?
What don't you get, Josh?
Well, there's a million robots that turn into something. And this is a building that turned into a robot. So what's fun about playing with a building? That's not any fun.
This is a skyscraper.
Well, couldn't it be like a robot that turns into something like a bug or something?
A bug?
Yeah. Like a big prehistoric insect with maybe like giant claws that could pick up a car and crush it like that.
A prehistoric transformer?
Interesting.
Gentlemen, if...
So the robot turns into a bug.
Gentlemen, oh, listen if you would just...
You've got a very good idea here. The robot turns into a bug.
This is a great idea.
Someone's a water bug?
Different sizes and things.
Susan,
and
we could do ladybugs.
You could have them wreck buildings.
Transformers for girls.
A building is inert. A bug moves. It's got all kinds of possibilities.
This doesn't just happen. This guy just doesn't happen. You just don't... He doesn't just come to a meeting and say bugs.
Well done, Josh. Well done.
Red ants.
Oh, he is vicious.
He's not vicious.
Oh, come on, Susan. Don't kid yourself. That man is a killer.
All he said was he didn't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Get that bag.
Yeah, he's going for the throat. He's trying to eviscerate me. You see the look on McMillan's face?
Mm-hmm. It's quite a unique space. The lines are so clean, and you don't get any of that partition quality. It has 50-foot ceilings, all hardwood floors, ample closet space, a modern kitchen, a brand new bathroom with a jet stream jacuzzi.
We'll take it.
Baskin, rental delivery.
Josh and Billy lean over the balcony of the apartment. Josh drops an orange balloon filled with water onto the delivery man.
Hey! What is so good?
Dear Mom and Dad, they said that I could write you and let you know I was okay.
Check it out, take it up.
So far, they're treating me fine. I got enough to eat, and am perfectly safe.
Rebound!
They say I'll get out of here in about a month.
Josh and Billy play with a frisbee in his office.
In the meantime, it's a lot like camp. I watch TV. And even get outside once in a while. I know you miss me, but try not to worry. I think this experience might even be good for me. I love you very much, and I know I'll see you soon. Your son, Joshua. P.S. Give Rachel a kiss from her big brother.
I don't want to go home with you.
We got off the wrong foot. There. Let's start again. Hey, smell my neck.
It's very beautiful, and I'm having a lovely time.
I'm delighted, Miss Patterson.
It's much better than last year. I just wanted to tell you that.
How you gents doing here?
Come over the scotch, will you?
Susan stands next to Macmillan at the bar.
There you are,
Susan.
Love your tux.
I think it's the same as the maitre d's.
Yeah. Have you decided what you're doing on the Danbury line?
No, I haven't.
Well, I think if you got everyone's input up front, I mean, right from the beginning, if you...
Susan, have a drink.
What?
Have a couple of drinks. It's a party.
The lift doors open at the top of the stairs, and Josh steps out wearing a white tuxedo embroidered with sequins. Josh looks puzzled as everyone stares at him. He turns around, revealing more sequins on the jacket.
Josh, glad you make it.
I bet he gets another raise.
Now that's what I call a tuxedo.
I rented it. This is a real bow tie, though. I tied it myself and everything. That's why I was late.
No, not late at all. Come on, let me show you around.
Hey, this is Miss Patterson. Hi. It's a guy from the meeting. Hi.
A couple dance awkwardly on the floor as Josh wanders around the party. Josh tries the food at the buffet, licking cream off a celery stick and dipping pieces of carrot into more cream.
You guys are goddamn knockoff artists.
What do you mean?
Amphibian? He takes 10,000 G.I. Joes. Slap some gills on them, webs their feet, packages them in seaweed.
Yeah, man.
Look at those pieces of loose.
Carrot.
Josh picks up a miniature corn cob and nibbles on it like a rabbit. Susan watches him carefully.
And he says, it's not correct accounting procedure.
A goddamn break.
But the toy sold, Paul.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
All the same people having all the same discussion. It's like they cloned some party in 1983 and kept spinning it out again and again and again. I loved your ideas on the squeezy doll line.
Thanks.
They're so incisive. It's Beluga. Macmillan orders it every year.
Josh takes a mouthful of caviar and then spits it out.
Sentai.
All right. You okay? You want a glass of water? Need something to drink?
Can I have a milkshake or something?
I got a car outside. You want to get out of here?
Uh-huh.
Let's go. I'm not really a big one for parties, you know. I like things that are a little more intimate.
Wow. Is this your car?
Well, it's a company's car.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
The chauffeur holds the door open for Josh.
Sorry?
The chauffeur turns around and looks at Josh, who is playing with the door locks.
Just seeing someone in the office, you don't really get a chance to know them. I mean, just being with you here tonight, I really get a sense of who you are.
I can eat these fries.
No, no.
Hey, mister, you want some of these fries? We're not going to eat them.
No, no, thank you. No.
See, it's hard in a business situation. I mean, there's this invisible line, and even if you're attracted to someone, are you gonna call someone before?
No.
I mean, at this point in my life, don't play with the don't. No, I'm really vulnerable right now. You know, and I mean, I love my job, and I.
Eject your seat.
Josh opens the sunroof on the limo and stands up, looking into the street.
This is great! Hey, come on up!
Susan reluctantly climbs up and joins Josh. Then they fall back into the limo.
That was my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Love to see where you live.
Car rapidly reverses. Josh and Susan walk into his apartment building.
Have you always lived alone?
No, not always.
Oh. Is it just recently, or...?
Yeah.
Give yourself a couple of days. It'll pass.
Well, they said it was going to take 6 weeks.
Well, it can be painful, but that's what they invented Xanax for, right?
Watch your step.
Thank you. I'm not sure we should do this yet.
Do what?
Well, I mean, I like you and I want to spend the night with you.
Do you mean sleep over?
Well, yeah.
Okay, but I get to be on top.
Josh takes off his jacket and flings it over a clothes rail as Susan stares at the pinball machine, bunk beds, and large plastic dinosaur.
You live here?
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Soda?
Huh? Soda? Want one? Yeah,
sure.
Rake
this up so you don't need any quarters.
Ah!
No.
What? Glue's not dry yet. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you.
You want to play pinball?
No.
You don't need quarters for this either. It's free.
No, thank you.
Okay.
that a trampoline?
Yeah. You want to try it?
No.
You should. It's really fun. It's simple, too. Come on, come on. You'll like it. And it's really easy, too. No, simple.
Have some wine?
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. Oh, 5 minutes. Easy.
All right. Okay. It's really simple. Let me just get my balls.
No, really, I'll watch.
Come on, it's fun. I'll do it with you. Come on. Excellent. All right.
Help me up?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, jump.
You want me to jump?
Yeah. Just jump.
There, now I can have a drink.
Oh, no. Look, really jump. I mean, you know, stand there and get air is all. Go ahead. Like, get some air between you and the tramp. Pulling. Good.
There.
Oh, come on.
I'll do it with you, all right? To show you how good. Ready? Come on. Jump. See? Just this. That's all it is. That's all it is. There you go. Yeah. It's easy. Anybody can do this. Hello! How'd you do that?
Josh comes out of the bathroom in his pyjamas and sees Susan lying on the bottom bunk. Josh jumps onto the top bunk. Josh leans down to Susan with clenched fists.
Okay, sure.
That one.
It's for you. It's a glow-in-the-dark compass ring. So you won't get lost.
Susan puts on the ring and sighs deeply. Josh lies awake on the top bunk. Car speed down a city road. Susan is putting on makeup in Paul's car.
Have fun last night?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you left pretty quick.
Gave him a ride home, Paul.
Oh, did he enjoy it?
Don't be ridiculous.
Ah, that's me, Mr. Ridiculous. Just a silly old guy. Easing of short-term credit conditions.
Yields fell slightly on security. I don't feel like going out tonight.
What do you mean? Are you our friends?
The dollar strengthened,
especially against the Japanese yen. Come on, leave it. Will you quit it? You have to play with everything?
Josh is playing with toys in his office.
Baskin?
Would you rather play basketball? I know how to play that. We could be like a team for the McMillan Company.
No.
I'm not very good at sports, but I'll give it a try. My best sport is video hockey.
That isn't a sport.
Well, it takes eye-to-hand coordination.
It's not a sport if you don't sweat.
Well, what about golf? You don't sweat, that's a sport.
Yeah, and you're not sitting there letting some machine do all the work.
What about car racing?
Now, shut up, Basket.
What are the rules again?
I told you. Over the line on the serve, yellow is out of bounds, play to 21. Ready?
Oh. Sorry.
1-0.
Get it.
Okay. Attaboy. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Nice try.
That was in.
2-zip. Just made it. 2-zip. Ready? Okay, here we go.
Hey. Oh, it's in. Good.
good.
Fine.
Whoa. What's the matter?
Wait a minute. Time out. Time! That was under the line.
What?
It was under the line. You said it had to be over the line on a serve.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said it had to be over the line on a serve.
No, I did not. Now give me the goddamn ball.
Well, that's cheating.
Give me the goddamn ball, will you?
No.
Give me the ball, you little shit.
It's my serve.
Give me the ball. Give me the goddamn ball. I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Give me the ball.
Of you. Oh. You don't play his game.
I tried to play his game. He beat me up. He's scared of me, then why did he punch me?
He punched you because he's scared of you.
I don't get it.
It's just the way he is. Everything's a fight with him. Everyone's an enemy. It's not just a job for him, it's a war.
How come you're so nice?
What?
Well, you work just as hard as he does. You're not like that.
You don't know me that well.
Yes, I do. You're one of the nicest people I've met.
How do you do it?
Susan kisses Josh on the cheek, then puts the plasters back into the first aid box.
What's this?
What does it look like? Shampoo, razor, toothpaste, two neckties, and your exercise
Susan.
Tape. Oh, and I want my keys back.
Sure. Just some scratches, honey. He'll get over them.
Oh, that's nothing to do with him.
Well, come on, Susan. He's just another link in the chain. First it was Tom Caulfield, then Hanlon, then Golding, then me. Am I missing somebody?
It's not like that anymore.
What is so special about Baskin?
He's a grown-up.
Susan.
I can't believe you brought up Golding.
Catch the ball, catch.
And then it pisses all the goal.
Here I am. Throw me the ball. Hey,
I know what we can do. We can go out. We get some beers, some dirty magazines. Go
I
back.
Can't, Billy.
What do you mean you can't? Of
well,
course you can.
No,
it's your birthday.
I have to go somewhere.
Where?
Well, I have to go meet somebody, and...
It's like all night.
Yeah, I know, but... See, I just... Well, I can't right now, okay? But I'll call you, all right? Okay? I'll give you a call. Well, thanks again, Bill. It was fun.
Yeah, sure. Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to come in?
Sure.
Susan and Josh sit at either end of a settee. Josh looks around the room.
Wanna go?
Yeah.
Okay. Josh and Susan are on the super loop.
These cars that you can actually drive, except they're on this rail, so you can't get off the road. And so you're not really there. You have a really big gob of mustard, right?
What?
Mustard, right?
Where?
Right there.
Is it gone?
Well,
that on?
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, music?
Want to dance?
Dance?
Well, we don't have to if
okay.
You don't want to.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are you cold?
Mm-mm.
We could get some hot chocolate, you know.
Josh walks with Susan in the fair, not noticing the Zoltar automaton. Next, Josh and Susan are dancing with other couples in a nightclub.
Like when you were younger?
Oh, well, that wasn't much different.
I believe that about you.
Susan puts both arms around Josh as they dance.
I've been thinking about you a lot. It's crazy. In my car, lying in bed. I've just never gone out with someone like you. And with all the other men, there was so much to hide. I feel like I can tell you anything.
Susan? Susan? There's something I think I should tell you.
What?
Josh looks at Susan, then kisses her. They kiss passionately on the dance floor. Next, they're in Susan's bedroom. Josh watches as Susan slowly unbuttons her pink blouse. She slips the blouse off her shoulders, revealing a pink lacy bra. Susan clicks off the main light. Josh clicks it back on again.
the light on?
Josh tentatively touches Susan's breast. The bra strap slips off Susan's shoulder. Josh and Susan kiss. Josh wraps his arms around Susan's naked back. Next morning, a broad grin on his face, Josh steps out of the lift.
Coffee, please, Miss Patterson.
But you don't drink coffee.
And, make it black.
You know, you two should come to Vermont. It is so pretty up there right now.
We spent our anniversary there.
Oh, what? All you did was watch TV.
I pop popcorn, too.
Come on,
he likes that
too.
Intellectual stuff.
Yeah. Anybody happen to see that great documentary about Columbus on PBS the other night?
No. Was it good?
I had no idea he had a fourth ship.
Yeah, the Santa Cristina.
That's right.
He only had that on his second trip, though.
So. You saw it, too?
No. But I used to study this stuff.
Really?
More wine?
Dad, I need some help.
Not now, Adam.
Yeah, Dad, you said that you were...
Adam, we have guests.
He has had the roughest time with algebra.
What's the whole world about it?
We've tried tutors, everything.
For algebra? I used to study that, too.
Nice.
All right, let's say Larry Bird is going to score 10 points in the first quarter.
Okay.
How many is he going to score in the whole game?
That's easy. That's 40 points.
Probably, okay? And that's algebra.
Right. But it is...
Yeah, see, okay. One quarter
yeah.
is to 10 points that he scores in a quarter, just as four
you're
quarters
right.
in a whole game is to Y or X or whatever it is you're looking for.
Oh!
Billy crosses the street on his skateboard, then skateboards on the pavement up to his house. He climbs up the stairs and takes a large brown envelope from the post box.
Department of Consumer Affairs? Yeah, buddy, it came!
He's never done this before.
Kind of like a sweepstakes.
Get the art department.
Send out for some sandwiches. Cajun or deli?
Maybe next year, right? Next year.
You can do it. I know you can.
I cannot plan a whole line.
Why? Nobody knows more about toys than this entire company.
Susan, doing that means marketing and strategy and stuff like that.
All he wants is a proposal. Look, you come up with the ideas and... I'll handle the marketing.
Excuse me. But...
Come on, it'll be neat.
Well, I don't know. I don't have any ideas for new toys or anything.
You've got great ideas. Yeah, well, tell him I called again.
I'll tell him, Mr.
Kopecky. K-O-P.
You know he's been very busy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, tell him it's important.
See, it won't be like these where you just follow the story along. You would actually... make a whole different story appear just by pressing these buttons.
An electronic comic book? That's amazing.
Yeah, like a living comic book. It's going to be different every time.
No, this is incredible. You're brilliant. You know that?
If you like one, you could see it, you know, over and over and over again.
You're wonderful.
Do you really like it? Really?
Really.
You think Mac will like it?
Oh, no, I think...
You know what we could do? We could do, like, sports comic books, where, like, if you're going to, like, steal second or something like that, we could have sports books, baseball, football. Really, it would work for almost any sport there is. Hockey.
What is it we're doing?
Huh?
What's going on here?
Well, you know, we're... Something wrong? You don't like it?
No. It's...
I mean, if it's an affair, that's one thing. But if it's... If it's something else... I mean, not that we have to know right now, we don't. But if we think that it could turn into something else, well... How do you feel about all this?
How do I feel about what?
Well, how do you feel about me?
Josh and Susan playfully hit each other with comics. They fall onto the floor near her bedroom and roll over. Next, Billy runs down the corridor to Josh's office, holding the brown envelope.
Well, Wednesday would be better than Thursday. Yeah, I have the key example right here.
Where you been? I've been trying to reach you forever.
I'm in the middle of something, okay?
That's yeah. A list. Uh-huh. All we gotta do is call.
Can you give me just a minute, please? Yes?
What are you talking about? This is it. This is the list.
Would you come back at lunch? Or I'm a little bit busy right now. Could you come back? Hello?
Busy?
Billy?
Are you out of your mind?
Jesus, Billy. Miss Patterson, could you get them on
what
the phone
and waiting
apologize
for
me? What the heck? I got work to do. Can't you understand that? I got a deadline to meet. God.
Hey, you're Josh Baskin, remember? You broke your arm on my roof. You hid in my basement when Robert Dyson was about to rip your head off.
You don't get it, do you? This is important.
I'm your best friend. What's more important than that, huh? I'm 3 months older than you are, asshole.
Josh is typing on a computer in Susan's apartment. He looks at some files on a chair, then takes a computer disk from his briefcase. He looks over at Susan, who is asleep in bed. Josh puts the disk into the computer. Two boys on bikes ride past Josh as he crosses the road to Billy's house. Josh smiles at two boys who are playing in a pile of autumn leaves. Next, he watches as a group photograph is taken outside his school. Now, Josh watches as Cynthia and her friends pile onto a red Beetle convertible. Next, Josh throws a ball to some boys in a park and watches them play. Josh and Susan are having a meal in her apartment.
Josh, what's wrong? What is it?
I haven't told you something because I didn't think that you were going to believe me. And even if you did believe me, I didn't think that you were going to like me anymore, so...
Oh, come here. You can tell me anything. What?
Susan, I'm not what you think I am.
What do you mean?
Before I met you, I was in Little League. I was in Little League, and I rode my bike to school, and I played with my friends and hung out with them, and...
Josh, what are you talking about?
I want to go home. I miss my family, Susan, and I want to go home.
Oh, my God, you're married.
No.
I knew that this was too good to be true. No, I knew that there had to be something.
Susan, I'm not married.
You're not?
No. I'm a child.
What?
I'm a child, Susan, and I'm not ready for all of this.
Oh, that's fine. That's just great.
Well, you see what happened.
No, I understand. I'm not ready to make
a
commitment. I'm not ready to accept
No, you don't understand. I mean, I'm 13 years old.
Oh, and who isn't? You think that there isn't a frightened kid inside of me, too?
No, I mean, I really am 13. I went to bed. See, I went to bed one night, and I was a kid. And when I woke up the next morning, I was a grown-up.
Oh, right. And just yesterday, I was a schoolgirl with pigtails. Why are you doing this, Josh?
There was this carnival in New Jersey.
Please.
I made a wish on a machine. It was called a Zoltar machine.
Oh, stop it.
It was called a Zoltar machine. It had this bobbing head that looked just like a devil. And if you got a quarter in the devil's mouth, you can make a wish. And I did, so I made a wish to be big. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that I changed into a grown-up, but I'm really just a kid.
Fine, Josh, you're a kid. Look, I really don't know what it is that you're trying to tell me. But we have a very big presentation to give tomorrow, so I'm gonna get some sleep.
Billy is tidying up his bedroom. The walkie-talkie crackles in a basket. Billy picks it up, then looks out of his window at Josh's mother, who is holding Josh's walkie-talkie in the window opposite.
Just looking around in here. Your hair's getting longer.
I got it cut yesterday.
Oh. You had a birthday.
Yeah, I know. He'll be coming back real soon. Everything's gonna be okay.
Josh is looking out the window of his office. Susan presses the button for the lift. She looks at Billy as he passes her out of the lift. Billy strides down the corridor and into Josh's office. He takes a crumpled piece of paper out of his pocket and puts it on the desk.
There, Sea Point Park, New York. Well?
Yes.
They're waiting for you, Mr. Baskin.
Thanks.
See you around.
Josh looks at Billy's note.
There's this flat screen on the inside with pictures on it, and you read it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down to the bottom, you have to make a choice of what the character is going to do. Like, if he's going to go in and fight the dragon, then you have to push one of the buttons.
Paul? I don't get it.
Well,
Paul, stop it.
It's a comic book that...
See, there's a computer chip inside which stores the choices. So when you reach the end of the page, you decide where the story goes. That's the point.
Terrific, Susan.
The kid makes his own decision.
This is really possible.
Hmm? Yeah, in fact, it's a very simple program. Isn't that right?
So what happens when you run out of choices?
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing. I mean, you can just sell different adventures. Just pop in a brand new disc and you get a whole new set of options.
We could market this on a comic book rack.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
How much would the unit cost?
Well, our initial figure was around $7 with a retail cost of about $18.95.
Well, you expect a kid to pay $19 for a comic book?
I think a kid. Will you excuse me?
Oh, let him be.
Josh!
Susan reaches the lift as the doors close. She presses the button and then runs through the exit door. Josh is outside. He whistles for a yellow cab. Nearby, Billy is buying a hot dog.
Will you take me to Sea Point Park, New York?
Sea Point Park, Josh!
No, not so fast.
Sorry, here. Josh! Sea Point Park! Yeah! Excuse me, you know him? You know Josh?
Yeah.
You have to tell me where he went.
Who are you?
I'm his girlfriend. Billy Golbecki. You have to tell me where he went. Where did he go? Please, tell me. Tell me!
Sea Point Park, New Jersey. The yellow cab draws up at the entrance. Josh gets out and runs into the deserted park. The cab drives away. Josh searches for Zoltar's machine. He sees the machine, walks over to it, takes the coin from his suit pocket, puts it into the slot and waits for something to happen. He notices the machine is plugged in and he pulls out the plug from the socket. Susan races up to the park in her car. She gets out and starts to run towards the entrance. Josh shakes the machine. The automaton begins to move as Susan searches for Josh. A red sign lights up. Zoltar says, "Make your wish." Josh takes a deep breath. Susan looks for Josh. The automaton's head and mouth moves up and down. The coin slides into the chute, into Zoltar's mouth.
like that. You don't do that.
I know. I'm really sorry. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say.
Susan stares at the Zoltar machine. A card shoots out of the slot. Josh watches as Susan reads the card.
Your wish.
I tried to tell you.
I didn't listen. I guess I didn't
try to hear tell you last
or,
night
or want to. Or how would I have, even if
I've
I did listen, how would
this.
I know? Why
I've
would I know
try-
that?
Look, I've been thinking about it, and there's a million reasons for me to go home, but there's only one reason for me to stay.
What reason is that?
Well, you. Oh, come on.
So, what are you, 15, 16?
Well, I'm 13.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that explains it.
Maybe you could come with me.
No. No.
Why not?
I've been there before. It's hard enough the first time. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't know what I mean. Come on, I'll drive you home.
I'm sorry.
No, I'll be okay. You'll be fine. 10 years, who knows? Maybe you should hold on to my number.
Susan drives Josh down his street and parks across the road from his house. Josh leans forward to Susan, who gently kisses him on the forehead and strokes his cheek. Josh gets out of the car, and Susan sighs as he walks away from her towards his house. Josh stands in the middle of the road and waves to Susan. She waves back and mouths goodbye. Susan goes to start the car and then watches in amazement as Josh shrinks inside his suit as he walks away. The young Josh smiles at Susan and she smiles back. Josh looks towards his house and then back at Susan. They smile at each other. Josh looks at his house and his shoes fall off as he runs up the steps into his house. Josh and Billy push their bikes along the leafy road.
I'm just not good enough.
What are you talking about? You've been hitting the ball over the fence almost every time in stickball. You just gotta get used to a fatter bat.
You really think I could do it?
Yeah. Come on, we'll hit some after supper.
Okay, I'll call for you.
End.